Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah discusses the placement of an Erev Tchumen, a person's designated area that he's dwelling on Shabbos. He has only within the Tchum, that he's the boundaries that he's allowed to travel on Shabbos, 2,000 amos in any direction from where he's dwelling when Shabbos comes. At the time of Bein Hashmashos, twilight on Friday afternoon, a person is able to shift that space to where his dwelling space, where it's going to be, by placing food somewhere within 2,000 amos of himself. He can spread it 2,000 amos away from him, and that spot will be where the food is placed. That will be his dwelling place for Shabbos, and he'll only be able to travel within 2,000 amos of that food area. He has the same distance that he's allowed to travel, just the center point is no longer where he is, it's where the food is. This was done only in situations to allow him access to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. The mission now discusses over here that the placement of the food has to be somewhere accessible to him on Shabbos. It's Mishnah Gimel. Nasnai be'ilan, if someone puts this food for his Erev Tchumen in a tree, l'mala me'asar tvachem, he put it on a branch that's higher than 10 tvachem tall, and he happens to be standing in the Rishus HaRabim in a public domain. And when Bein HaShmashos, when Friday afternoon, evening, when twilight comes, the food is now in the Rishus HaYachid up on the tree branch, and because once it's 10 tvachim tall on the tree, it's in a Rishus HaYachid, private domain. Above 10 tvachim is considered a private domain. But he is standing in the Rishus HaRabim in the public domain, so Ein Eruve Erev, his Erev is not good because he's not able to access it. He can't take the food from the branch during Bein HaShmashos because it's going to be taking it from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, which is Isser Deraisa. But if it's Lamata Me'asara Tvachim, if the food is below 10 Tvachim, then Eruve Erev, then it is a good Erev because less than 10 Tvachim on the tree is considered a Karmelis, which is a mid-level area. It's neither Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRabim, and it's only Asa Midrabanan to take from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. And over here, for the Erev Tchumen, the restrictions of this Issa Derabanan during Bein HaShmashos were waived because the Erev Tchumen was being made for a mitzvah purpose. And they waived this restriction so that he was able to access it during Bein HaShmashos, and therefore it's a good Erev. The Mishnah continues. A new case where he's standing in a karmelis, and nasnai babar, he puts the food in a pit. Afilo amik mea ama, even if it's deep, 100 amas deep, which the bottom of the pit is considered Rishus HaYachid, and he's standing in a karmelis. Eruv Erev, it's a good Erev, even though there's an Issa Derabanan to take from the karmel, from the Rishus HaYachid of the bar to the karmelis that he's standing in. Still, they waive that Issa Derabanan for the need of making this Erev Tchumen for mitzvah purposes. During Bein HaShmashos, it was waived. And therefore, since at the time of Bein HaShmashos, it was accessible, it's a good Erev. Nasne Bereisha Kana, if he put the food for his Erev Tchumen on top of a reed, a Bereish Hakundis, or on the top of a pole, Bismanchu Talish, if that reed is already uprooted from the ground, it's not actually growing from the ground, the nuts, and it just happens to be stuck in the ground, Afilu Gavaya Mea Ama Areza Erev, even if it's 100 amas tall, it's a good Erev, because the reed or the pole is too narrow to be considered a Rishus HaYachid above 10 Tvachim. Rather, it's a Makim Ptur, an exempt area, and it's only Asa Midrabanan. It's Mutter, even Midrabanan, to carry over here. And therefore, Erev is a good Erev, but it's only if the reed was already uprooted from the ground. Otherwise, there would be concern that he might pick off some of the reed from the ground on Shabbos, which is Asa Midrashah, and then he wouldn't be able to take off the food from the reed. But if it's uprooted, he is able to access it during Bein HaShmashos, and therefore it's a good Erev. Nasnei b'migdal, if he put the food into a cabinet, va'avar ha'mafteach, and he lost the key, was locked around, the Rav explains we're talking about over here that it was tied around with a rope and then a lock on holding the ends of the rope together. And he lost the key to the lock. Hareza Erev, this is a good Erev according to the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama holds that he's still able to access it even though he doesn't have the key by cutting the rope. He can get a knife and cut the rope, even though cutting the rope is Issa Midrabanan, but it's only Midrabanan because it's Mekalkel, it's destructive fashion. And like we mentioned before, Issa Midrabanan during Benish Mashish, they wave for the sake of making the heir of Truman. Rabbi Eliezer says, if he's unsure if the key is in its place and the key is possibly lost, then it's not a good heir. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not accessible even though he's able to cut it with a knife, because Rabbi Eliezer has a stringent opinion regarding the halachas of mukta, and he holds a knife even if it's used for cutting food. So it's a klisha malachta lahatar, a utensil used for a permitted purpose. He holds it's only allowed to be used for that permitted purpose of cutting food, but you're not allowed to move the knife for a non-permitted purpose of cutting the rope. So therefore, there's two rabbinic transgressions over here. One is mukta of moving a knife, and two is cutting the rope. And they only waived one rabbinic prohibition to make the heir of Truman, but not two. So according to Blazer, in this case, he doesn't have the key, the food's not accessible, and it's not a good heir. Mishnah Dala discusses the other cases where the food becomes not accessible. If he places the food for his Erev Tchumim, then Nisgalgal Chutz L'Tchum, the food rolls outside of his 2,000 Amos from his regular dwelling spot. Or V'nafal Alav Gal, a pile of rubble fell on top of it and it's not accessible. A Nisraf, or the food got burnt up. Ay Truma V'nitzmas, or if it was Truma that became Tamei and it's now forbidden to eat for everyone. So if this happened while it was still daytime on Friday before Shabbos came, then any Erev, it's not a good Erev, because the food was, he lost access or no longer was fitting to be eaten before Shabbos came. Mishachashecha, if it was already dark when this happened, Shabbos already came, it was after Benish Mashas, Hareza Erev, it's a good Erev, because once the Erev was made in the beginning of Shabbos, it's set for the whole Shabbos, even if the food becomes inaccessible or destroyed. Im Safik, if it's unknown when this happened, he doesn't know if it happened before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So then it's a machlekes. Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda says, Hareza Chamar Gaol. This is similar to a person who's driving a donkey and a camel. And this is a mashal. A donkey is driven from behind. It's led from behind, and a camel is led from in front. So if someone who's driving a donkey and a camel, he has to stand in between the two of them to lead the donkey from behind and the camel from in front. Similarly, this person is going to be stuck in between the two potential dwelling areas, his original dwelling area and the food. He doesn't know where his point of dwelling was when Shabbos came, and so therefore he's only going to be able to move around in the overlapping areas that overlap between the 2,000 Amos from where his original dwelling space and the 2,000 Amos from the food that was his Erev Tchumim. Only the area that overlaps between those two circles is going to be area that he's going to be permitted to walk around in, and that's like in between the donkey and the camel. That's the opinion of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that he has to be stringent and only walk in the area that's overlapped by both dwelling places. Rav Yasi and Rav Shimon, they're more lenient, and they say Safik Erev Kasher. If it's a Safik, if the Erev was a good Erev, the halacha is that it's kosher, it's valid, and this is because we rely on the chazaka of the status quo, since at the time that he set the food up, it was going to be a kosher Erev, and then a question arose afterwards, we allowed to rely on the status quo, and we assumed that it changed only at the latest possible time, and when Shabbos came during Benish Mashas, it was still accessible and fit for eating. I'm Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi backs this up with the Masera, and he says, I have a tradition of Tolmas, Hayed Mishem Chamisha Zakenim of Thomas, as the name of a sage, he testified in the name of five Zakenim, five elders, that Safik Erev Shekasher, that when there's a Safik of an Erev Tchumen, that it's Kasher, you can rely on the Chazakah that assumed that it was intact when Shabbos came.